Okay, I'm sitting here with Ola and Jonas from Grave, the Swedish death metal legends. The day after their gig at Sweden Rock Festival. And could you just tell me a bit about the gig?
How it went, what you felt about it?
Great gig. It was good, very good crowd. We played about an hour, some mix between
12 songs or something.
Between old and new songs, trying to get everything in there.
How was the response from the
song? Very good.
Yeah.
Very good, yeah.
The first time you played it?
First time at Sweden Rock, yes.
Okay, I'm going to start it up by asking you. I would like to ask you to sum up the career of Grave so far. The whole career, if you in your own words, what do you think about your career so far?
kind of successful, I guess. I mean, we started playing when we were in like seventh grade or something, and got the band together. We played various constellations before we formed the band Grave in '88. Did a couple of demos. Our seventh album is coming out this summer in about a month, roughly. 24th of July. So it's been pretty good. I mean, we've been playing all over the world and fans all over, and it's
It's like slowly growing career.
You have a pretty slow. You have a pretty steady name in the death metal business.
Yeah, kind of a legend. We were among the ones in the Swedish scene that started the stuff. Us, this member, Entombed, Unleashed. So.
And you have recently been out of a tour with Cryptopsy, Due Sentence, among others. Tell us just a bit how it went and the reception from fans and so on.
It was very good. Very mixed package and very mixed crowds. But it was something for everything. It was everything from old 80s, 90s death metal to the newer Cryptopsy technical death metal stuff. So. Very interesting tour, very nice people to tour with, and very good shows also.
Okay. You're not really a big festival band, right? Perhaps more of a smaller club band? Have you played many festivals like Sweden Rock? Like yesterday?
It's been a couple of festivals though. We played Partisan, Fuck the Commerce, With Full Force. So we've done quite a few festivals during the years, but we're not every festival band.
Okay.
We don't play every festival every year, and we're kind of pleased that we don't, because for us it's a new experience every time.
Do you prefer smaller club festivals? Smaller club gigs? If I ask like, what is the advantage with a festival gig and the advantage with a small club gig? And
of course you want to play festival shows because they're big crowds and a lot of free beer. And
but the small club gigs, you have it's a better response with the audience. It's much closer and it's more direct contact. But also it's
kind of.
We like mixed emotions. Yeah, we like it. We like it both.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yesterday at your gig at Sweden Rock Festival, you played a new song by Demon's Breed, right? If you ask me, it sounded a little bit like a mixture between your first album, Into the Grave, and something like Soulless. Is it a little bit back to the roots, the new album?
Definitely. It has a lot of faster parts. Much more than the previous two albums.
We were kind of slowly moving back to the roots.
Yeah.
And it's not as we like, the audience demanded it, but we wanted it to progress that way, because the first album we had some limitations. I don't want to go into that, but we had some limitations, but now we are free to do the stuff we want to do. We can write songs, the whole band is writing songs. So it's a team effort this time.
It's a big difference between this album and the previous ones, because this one is more everybody has been chipping in like riffs and
everything.
It's a big difference, and it's more back to the roots. It's very straightforward, no technical stuff because we can't handle it.
But just for the record, Ola puts a lot of work into this shit.
Okay.
Just for the record.
Just for the record, okay.
He needs to have more credit.
Yeah. Okay, on the new album you have worked with the well-known producer and well-acclaimed producer, Peter Tekdal.
Yep.
What do you have to say about him? How is he to work with?
Great guy, yes. He has something special, I don't know really, but if you bring him, we recorded everything by ourselves and then we brought it to him for the mix and the lyrics or the vocal parts. And he always has something to bring to every song. It's like he has a special ear of some kind that he like discovers things and he can push it like a little bit further for every song.
I have to be honest and say that the past years I have not really heard much about you and I've not seen you in media, but nowadays you're doing pretty big tours and a new album on the way. Is it kind of a new revival for Grave? It's a new time for you?
You describe it that way. But to be honest, we've been working hard since 2000. We've done 3 shows, we've done a lot of shows that trying to build a name and trying to do starting all over again. So it's been like taking every show we can get and go out and play.
No, but that's the stuff that's been going on. I mean, we had a little bit of a break between 96 and 2000 where we didn't put out any albums or anything like that. It was very, very quiet in those years. And then we got a lineup together again and started riffing and playing together and got stuff out and got shows together again. So and after that we did a Back from the Grave album. We did very, very good. We toured Europe and the States for that album. And we just got songs together again and did a Phoenix Regression album after like roughly 1.5 years, and then it's the same all over again for this new album. So just trying to keep it very tight between the releases and keep it going.
If you look 5 years, perhaps 10 years ahead from now, where do you see Grave from now? What are you doing in 5 years from now? What do you think? And where will
Grave or individually?
Well, that's a band, that's great.
A band, I think, pretty much the same as today, but maybe a little bit more acknowledged on the like in the audience and so on. I mean, we played a lot of gigs this past week with a small tour with the Tubes in Sweden and Norway. And a lot of people come up after the shows and say that they never heard us, but they really, really like the show.
Yeah.
And it's like, so where have you been? They know in Tube, but they don't know Grave.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a new generation of death metal fans.
To be honest, that's more for Sweden, though. But abroad we're maybe more known. They're not more known than Entombed, but...
No, but it's more the same level. It's more the same level.
In 10 years you probably do the same.
Yep.
The same thing.
Think so?
More tattoos.
Yeah.
More hair. More songs. Yep. More Grave.
Yep. If anyone wants us there, we'll play some.
Yeah. Do you think Grave could have been bigger as a band if you have made different decisions back in the days?
Of course.
You have made
of course. Absolutely.
Did you have the potential to go bigger at the time?
Oh yes.
We had potentials, but we were really not that kind of a band to think and plan ahead or anything. Everything just went like whatever we did, we just did it like first hand. The Soulless album that was very, very well received by people and fans. We never toured the States for that album. Like, for instance, and that's a big, big mistake in the career, because if we would have gone over there and toured the States for that album, that would have been very, very big. And today, that's everything people ask for in like really our Japanese soulless album. That's what they want. Into the Grave and Soulless. Yeah, okay, yeah. We never toured those countries. We toured